All right, we'll get started. I thought this morning when I was here, I thought, is this the time to talk about the game or the season? And quite honestly, it was a perfect microcosm of both. The game was things we did well and things we did need to improve on. And I'd like to hit on some of those topics now. Offensively, you know, for the season, we ended up finished second in the league on third down, and we played well on third down again yesterday. We had 42 drives that were 10 plays or more that ended up being first in the league. We had over 400 carries, and that was something from the balance standpoint that we were certainly looking for. And yesterday, that was another example where we had completions and runs that were at 50. We ended up being first in the league in time of possession, and we had a lot of yards and get a lot of points, and ended up being top 10 in yards. So those are the things that we did well, and that was kind of the same from the game and also from the season. And, man, there's some things we need to improve upon. And a couple of those, you know, scoring outside the red zone on the big explosive plays, we're way down in that. I believe we only had, you know, 314 points scored for the season. That ended up being about 22nd. And the biggest stat for me was the 30 giveaways, and that was fifth most in the league. And we had 8 red zone turnovers and 13 that happened inside our own 40. So I think there's a real example where the points happened. And that was certainly, again, the case yesterday where there was a turnover, you know, down inside the 5-yard line. Another penalty that got us kicked out of one, so that was a factor. When we were in the plus or zero for the season in the turnover margin, we were 7-2, and we were in the minus, we were 1-6, and that was certainly the case yesterday. So you can see why you can see some of these were parallels for me. Defensively, in terms of limited explosive plays, that was a big topic for us, and we ended up being in the top 10 in that. On points allowed, we ended up 331, which was 14th, not where we want to get to, but the thing I did like, in 2 minutes, we had 6 interceptions. In the red zone, we had 6 takeaways, you know, which ended up being second. And in the fourth quarter, we allowed only 80 points, which was one of the best. Man, there's some stuff to work on defensively, and first and foremost on third down. And that's where we struggled the most, and that was certainly the case again yesterday, not affecting the quarterback enough. Forcing fumbles and recovering fumbles, that comes from hitting the quarterback a bunch, and didn't get that part done. So you can see where, like I said, when I was wanting to talk about either the game or the season, they both kind of came alive in this game. So those things that we did well and some of the things that we didn't. And then I kind of wanted to leave you what I spoke to the team as they were leaving the locker room today, and one of the messages I want to get across to them. So I'm going to read it just so we can all kind of understand where I was coming from. One cannot understand what it means to be relentless until you've struggled to possess something that is just out of your reach. And for us, that's the postseason, and that hurts. And we didn't get that part done. But I wanted these guys to have something to think about going into the offseason, how hard you have to work, how hard and everything that you do to go into it. So with that, that was kind of the message I left with the team today. And I know finally we'll talk again this week in the offseason. But for today, I'd appreciate we'll hold off on any staff or player acquisitions or draft or front office talk until we meet again. Not dodging you, but we're right through the evaluation process. And through that, I'll open it up for any questions regarding the season or the game that you guys would like.
Oh, yeah, Coach D, looking at the numbers, yours and crunching some on here today, the defense came from the bottom of the league to the middle. The offense kind of was at the top in yards but dropped in some other areas.
Sure.
How are you trying to bring that together moving forward?
Number one for us, the philosophy about the ball led is where it's going to start. When you have 30 turnovers, those are drives that aren't ending in somehow in the points. So I think when you're able to move the ball, but the turnovers are a significant factor, those are drives that aren't ending with, you know, a field goal or a touchdown at the end of them. That's where the points are coming. Defensively, in terms of a ball hawking mindset and attitude, we're getting closer there, but we're not there yet. And the attitude, the speed that goes along with that, we spent a lot of time seeing how good fundamentals we could get tackling. And creating turnovers is kind of the next step into that. You know, when you have your scheme just right, where the turnovers can come more and more, and affecting the quarterback is a big part of that, because that's where oftentimes the fumbles come. So that's how I think the best way for us to bridge those two things together.
What was you all's theory behind Matt Ryan's spike in interceptions this year? One was that he's getting hit too much, and I just one is that you know, it's a new offense, people were in different places.
Yeah, I'll have to go look and see what the spike was from, you know, through the years of, you know, what the big differences were. But I do know this, you know, having a balanced attack, you know, that's when we're at our best, you know, where it's not turning into a drop back game for him. I know we're most, you know, efficient when we're running it and having the play action, all the keepers that go with that. So I don't have an answer for that yet in terms of, you know, what the number is different from years past. I can only kind of gauge it on what it is right now.
Dan, you spent so much time this year talking about being a team that finishes. Obviously, yep. That didn't happen enough. How is that something you address in the offseason to make sure it happens next year?
For sure it is, and I think it was 1-3 in games that were, you know, by 3 points or less, something along those lines anyway. I don't know if that's totally accurate with it. The scars that go into that, you know, when you have to struggle and go through some, I think that's where some of it is made. You hate to go through them. They're painful as hell. But I think you do come out the other end knowing, okay, we've been in these scenarios before. These are the things we didn't do well, and this is how we're going to go fix it. As you go into the offseason, we put ourselves in a lot of practices and scenarios for the end of the game, and that's going to continue to be a huge emphasis for us. I don't know if there's an off-season topic that I can do with the guys not being here, but we're for sure going to look under every opportunity to do that.
Is that like about getting players who can close and finish?
It's a mindset for sure. I think it's a total combination of all the guys, the mindset, the attitude to go, here's when our best is required right now. And there were some times that we did that for sure, and other times, man, that's like such a huge topic for me. It's honestly why I love coaching the NFL so much. So many games come right down to it at the end, and we're going to be known for a team that will be able to do that.
The team was very aggressive leading up to the season, looking for some veteran help on the offensive line and the competition and maybe some turnovers repeated up until this last game where you had a new starter at center. Can you talk about where you see the offensive line going
right, you know, it's going to be a huge emphasis, the line of scrimmage on both sides. I have such belief in that that's how we're going to play really well. So offensive line, defensive line, it'll kind of be at the front of our thinking all the time. And that's how important I think it is. I think when our big guys are rolling, that's when we'll be at our best. The competition, I was pleased with Gretkowski yesterday and the calls he made, the protection that he had, you know, inside at center. But I think like when competition is the central theme of your program, it's always going to be up. And that was another example of that, how here's an opportunity for a guy. Comp was up at center. He had a good week of practice, and he performed well in the game.
To follow up, I know you said you're not talking about the draft, but when sure. You say forefront of your thinking at all times, does that include the draft?
Draft and free agency and then the development of the current guys. But I just want to make sure our line of scrimmage is something that we're always going to have at the front of my thinking, I guess probably the best way to say that.
Dan, following up on that, how did you evaluate your guards, your two veteran guards?
Andy and Chester, yeah, for sure, inside. I thought both of them in the run game, you know, they showed their quickness to get out and get outside. As we're going through the whole process of it, both of them have unique stuff in terms of the speed that they can play with. I thought Andy especially adapted, you know, quickly to the scheme, you know, where Chris had kind of been part of the wide zone scheme for a while, whether it was Baltimore and at Washington. So I was pleased with both of them, Vaughn.
Dan, do you, having coached this team now for 11 months,
yep.
Do you feel like there's enough talent on this roster to have made
I do, and I think it was our not having the philosophy to own the ball and go after it like we did, and I think that's the most disappointing, you know, thing about standing here right now, where that part of our game did not come alive, and just the fact that we were 7-2 where we're either zero or in the plus, and 1-6 when we're in the minus, that gives me the belief that we have the talent, but our mindset's not there yet, and that will happen. Man, that's an awesome question. I've learned that the learning never stops, and that goes all the way from when I got here, from the draft through, you know, free agency, dealing with players, relationships, you know, on offense, defensively, evaluating different positions, you know, testing your own theories when things were going hard, staying consistent with the players. Those things, you know, test you at your core of your philosophy and your beliefs. So although some of the struggles were painful, it was beneficial to know that I could stay rock solid through those and stay consistent with the guys.
Were there any negatives to a 5-0 start in terms of keeping players' attention? And that kind of
thing? I don't think so. And the reason I don't, there were some close games that went there that you had to be tested for it as well. The biggest negative was, you know, not coming out of when we had some losses, you know, in that middle stretch where we lost 6 ball games in a row. But I wouldn't certainly, you know, ever take it away, you know, from the start of a season.
Dan, do you evaluate the coaches as hard as you evaluate the players, the guys on your staff
yep.
this offseason?
Yeah, we're going to evaluate just everything, and the whole goal is to, can we do it as well as it can be done? And that's kind of the process, you know, that's going to happen over this next week with the staff. Their connection, we want to have the best functioning staff in the world, and we're a developmental staff. Are we taking every player as far as we can? And then we look to the, you know, the game planning aspect of it, the classroom and teaching aspect, on the field, off the field. So that's my responsibility to help these guys develop and grow too. So yeah, I'm going to look at it hard.
Just a quick follow-up real quick. As far as the timeline, I mean, you haven't had an offseason this long in a couple of years after going to Super Bowls. What's the timeline for you that you've set for how things go leading up to the draft and everything?
Right. We're going to meet on that as a staff now. And as we're going through, the first part of it is, while it's freshest, you know, in our mind, is the evaluations of how we're doing, you know, the coaching, the players, and assessment of your group as a coach. And so that's the first order of business. Then the second part leading up to, you know, the draft and free agency is the evaluation of those players, how they would fit in, almost on the same scale of two players at the same position, one as a free agent, one as a draftable player, how does that fit in? And then our off season now goes all the way back until the middle of April. So that's kind of how the calendar is differently for us this year. But the first part of it is self-reflection and the evaluation of our coaches, of our players, the meetings, how we practice. And I want input from all the guys, and that's the thing I've challenged them on. Let's look at just trying to find the best way to do things.
I don't know how much time you have every week to self-evaluate yourself and right. Evaluating everybody else. But do you think there's a time period that whatever you felt this morning, 3 weeks from now, a month from now, 8 weeks from now, do you think you'll feel the same way about your job, or do you need some time to maybe evaluate that?
I probably need some time. I think the things that I can be pleased at were in terms of setting a culture and a foundation of what I'd like based on competition and based on the competitiveness and the toughness that we're looking for and getting that type of message across to the team. I feel like that, you know, that part of it has been accomplished. Incorporating a style that we'd like to play with, both, you know, offensively, defensively on teams, that part's in. So, like, from a philosophy standpoint and setting a foundation for how we'd like to do things, and just each year I kind of see it as building a base camp, and we're just going to go right back and go attack it again. So that part of it I'm pleased with in terms of the wins and losses and getting our turnover margin fixed. That's going to be at the front of my thinking for a long time.
Coach, are you encouraged with the team leaving here today where they're not having to deal with what other players in the league are dealing with in terms of coaching changes or anything like that, that they can meet that challenge knowing what to expect from you and your staff?
Yeah, the guys, when I left today, it was, you know, really clear because they already have the expectations of, you know, how we want to practice and how we want to do things. So it's really up for them, for their connection to, you know, between one another, to train and get their bodies and their minds right to absolutely go for it. And that was clearly, you know, said to them today.
Andy, you had a quarterback throw for 4,500 yards. You had a receiver catch balls for 1,800. You had a 1,000-yard back. And yet there was only one of the last 10 games where you scored two offensive touchdowns. How does that happen?
Without looking too far, I think the turnovers were the biggest factor. You know, some of those drives, Mark, that don't end in points, whether it's a kick or a touchdown, I think that's the biggest factor, and it'd be a good one for us to study going in. You know, I had it earlier, it was 13 turnovers that were inside our own 40-yard line. So how many of those were field goals? How many of those were touchdowns? I'd have to think quite a bit of those. Whether they're all touchdowns, unlikely, but you know, you'd like to think for sure half of them might have been. So that part, I think, was the biggest factor in our season of why we're standing here today talking about it at 8-8 and not continuing on.
Coach, how much scrutiny will there be given?
Oh, go ahead, Chris. No,
is it hard to use the word satisfied when you're not in the postseason in the NFL?
It would be really hard, yep.
Coach, how much scrutiny will you all give to the penalty report? Levitre had 11, and Alford led was second with 9.
Yeah.
If you watch the tape, we still didn't see what. I guess he pushed somebody after the play yesterday, Levitre.
Yeah, so it was at the end of the play and kind of made contact with the guy up high. And so it happened right in front of the official, and that's where the foul took place. It wasn't as much as I thought. Yeah, it looks maybe on the field it felt worse, but the film didn't show it to be significant, you know, for the guys on the ground. That's what I kind of thought as well. Usually it's the case with penalties. There's some outliers and some individual offenders that that have to be fixed, and Andy for sure was one for us in terms of the penalties. It's not usually a whole unit thing as it is in penalties, a player.
Dan, now that you've had a little bit of time to reflect, is there a player or game that's still keeping you up at night?
Last night's for sure, to start us off.
Because you're so close. So it's like a bounce or two that goes away a different game because it's that small here in the postseason.
And I think, you know, the ones that came down to the end, whether it was, you know, Tampa Bay one for sure, you know, would leave a scar. Not finishing at San Francisco would probably be the two that, you know, when you just asked me now, those are the two that, like, popped right in like that.
Anything else?
Dan, sure. In Seattle, you had those guys that kind of had that edge to them, you know, a little bit of nastiness and everything like that. I'm not saying that you don't have guys like that here, but would you like to get more of those kind of, you know, and where's the fine line there?
Well, I want us to make sure when the tape comes on, it's like, man, these guys play with some effort and the toughness. Some people call it the swag. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. And some of that is also developed from within, too. As you're going through it, not every player has it their first, you know, go around as you're looking at it. But there's toughness that you see, and can you pull a guy through to another spot, Vaughn? Can they, you know, become even more competitive, more tough than even maybe they thought they were? And the more guys you do it, then you do it, and I do it, and here's another guy that does it. That's kind of when the group mentality takes over, and that's certainly what we're looking for.